He began by describing a standard very different from that used in the West for marking an emotion as destructive. Not just whether it results in obvious harm, but whether it causes a more subtle harm, distorting our perception of reality. How, from the Buddhist point of view, he continued, does one distinguish between constructive and destructive emotions? With a destructive emotion, there will always be a gap between the way things appear and the way things are. Excessive attachment, desire for instance, will not let us see a balance between the pleasant and unpleasant, constructive and destructive qualities in something or someone, and it causes us to see it for a while as being 100% attractive, and therefore makes us want it. Aversion will blind us to some positive qualities of the object, making us 100% negative toward that object, wishing to repel, destroy, or run away from it. Such emotional states impair one's judgment, the ability to make a correct assessment of the nature of things. That is why we say it's obscuring. It obscures the way things are. Eventually, it also obscures a deeper assessment of the nature of things as being permanent or impermanent, as having intrinsic properties or not. And so at all levels, it will be obscuring. Thus, obscuring emotions impair one's freedom by chaining thoughts in a way that compel us to think, speak, and act in a biased way. By contrast, constructive emotions go with a more correct appreciation of the nature of what one is perceiving. They are grounded on sound reasoning. Then we come to the description of destructive emotions as something that brings harm to someone else or yourself. There is no such thing as good and bad in an absolute sense. There is only the good and bad, the benefit or harm in terms of happiness or suffering that our thoughts and actions do to ourselves or to others. Destructive and constructive emotions can also be distinguished according to the motivation that inspires them, egocentric or altruistic, malevolent or benevolent. So both the motivation and the consequences of one's emotions have to be considered. One can also distinguish between constructive and destructive emotions by examining the ways they relate to each other in terms of antidotes. Consider, for example, hatred and altruism. Hatred can be defined as the wish to harm others or to ruin something that belongs to or is dear to others. The opposite emotion for that is altruistic love, something that acts directly as an antidote to that wish to harm. It acts as a direct antidote to animosity because one cannot feel at the very same moment both love and hatred toward the same person or the same object. Therefore, the more one cultivates loving kindness, compassion, altruism, the more their opposite, the wish to harm, is forced to diminish and possibly disappear.